Our area is an incubator for musical talent. That brings us to the next installment of Bay Area Beats. You've probably been seeing this next band around town for a while on lineups at clubs like Bottom of the Hill and The Independent. They've been playing the show circuit for over 4 years and have a following that stretches as far as London, England. But get this, they're still in high school.
My name is Sammy Perez, and I play the bass guitar and sing.
My name is Eva Treadway, and I play guitar.
My name is Hannah Valenti, and I sing, play guitar, and mandolin.
Hi, my name is Sinclair Riley, and I play the drums.
And we are the She's.
The She's spoke with KALW's Alyssa Kapnick about the pitfalls and the positives of being an all-female rock band and making it big while keeping up with calculus.
We met in kindergarten. We became best friends and started a band in fifth grade with 8 guitarists. It was fun, but it didn't work out so well. So in seventh grade, we formed the She's with just the 4 of us.
Yeah, having a bunch of fifth graders in one room was a lot of drama per band practice. So I remember there was a pillow once that we were all fighting over that had like the Lucky Charms guy on it. Do you remember that, Sinclair?
Yeah, that was my brother's.
And a lot of fifth grade drama. Someone.
Yeah, I think people ended up crying over that pillow.
That happened
There was a lot of tears in fifth grade. We don't really cry at band practice anymore.
No. Not usually.
Hey, boy, get out of my dreams. You're intruding on my world.
The She's, or S-H-E-S, are actually our first initials, Sammy, Hannah, Eva, and Sinclair.
We, with our friends at school and people we meet, we become like a collective, like, oh, it's the She's. Like, all of us are like
we're a unit.
One unit person. We thought that being tough was like the in way, I think, to the music world. And then we started getting older and more confident in ourselves. And then we realized that we could play music that we actually liked a little bit more, like felt more like true to ourselves. And that's when we sort of got our like California sound by listening to like the Beach Boys and more like 60s girl group harmony. Heavy music.
Hard to explain. It's the same, and it never will change. 'Cause I sit and you sit, and we'll never come to it. Then it starts to feel like summer, but it's
this song is called Then It Starts to Feel Like Summer, which is the title track off of our album. It's about wanting it to be summer on one level, very simplistically, but also just like longing for a certain feeling, almost like a nostalgia.
The only time age comes into play, I think, is when people don't take us seriously. Not just because of our age, but also because we're all women. But I think it happened more when we were younger, just because I feel like the way to get people to take you seriously is if you really take yourself seriously, and we just didn't even know, like, what that meant when we started.
Yeah, I think demanding respect goes a really long way, and we're still sort of trying to learn how to do that fully. But, demanding what you deserve in all aspects of being a band is really important.
Yes. This next song is called Picture of Houses. We wrote it about San Francisco, a city we love dearly.
We grew up
practically in the venues. I remember going to my first shows at like Bottom of the Hill and the Fillmore, and it's really cool now playing those venues and like being on the other side of things. It's just a really fun way to grow up. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there and like make connections. I know a lot of the things that we've gotten as a band, like a lot of the shows and deals, are through contacting other bands and venues. Even though we're just like high schoolers, everyone thinks that's crazy, but we just did it and it's really worked out for us. So I think a big step is just getting in your mind that you can do it.